Europeans crossed the Atlantic, those who had been living on the eastern seaboard for centuries were often forced to leave their homes. The story of one of those tribes and the imprint they still make on society today is this edition of The American Countryside. During the term of President Andrew Jackson, many nations of Indians were moved from their ancestral homes to allotments of land given to them in what was then the Western U.S.
One of those acts, of course, was with the Shawnee Indians, and it was in an exchange for their land in the eastern part of the United States. In exchange, the government gave them 2,000 acres to set up a mission. Plus, each individual was given acreage to farm in this area.
Anita Faddis at Shawnee Indian Mission State Historic Site says tribes could select a religious denomination to set up a mission school at the new location.
They chose the Methodist as to being their mission, and so the Southern Council of the Missions met in St. Louis and selected Reverend Johnson. So they came to this area with his new wife, Sarah, and they started to set up this mission.
The area today is Shawnee Mission, Kansas, although few people in the Kansas City suburb actually realize they are living on what was the mission grounds to the Shawnee Indians.
The government's idea was to teach these people how to be farmers, but they were originally not farmers. They were hunters and gatherers, so when they came to this area, they were to be farmers, and they would provide that equipment and supplies through the mission.
This is today a busy suburb. It was actually busy back in the pre-Civil War years as well.
We set right on the Santa Fe Trail, and the California-Oregon Trail crosses about a half a block over, so this was a very busy hub.
So what happened to the school and the children who attended here? That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Shawnee Mission, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCrae.